Kenyan police are holding 12 people for questioning in connection with yesterday's twin attacks near Mombasa. A car bomb killed at least 16 people at the Paradise Hotel in Kinkambali, and two missiles were fired but missed at a departing Israeli passenger plane. The Kenyan police say that at least one person in custody is a woman holding an American passport who gave a Florida address. Tim Butcher is South Africa correspondent for the London Daily Telegraph. Tim, would you please help us sort through this rostrum of suspects that are in detention? We're told 12 people. What can you tell us about them?
Well, at the moment, the Kenyan authorities are not shedding an enormous amount of light on the suspects. We know that the first two, this American passport holder, the lady, and her partner, a Spanish passport holder, were checking out of a hotel a couple of hours after the terrorist incidents. And that was enough to get the hotel staff to think, well, hold on, people checking out. The police took these two people in for questioning, and that's where we are now, 36 hours on. Most people's understanding of this is that they were simply wrong place, wrong time. The other 10, a little more complicated, 6 Pakistanis and 4 Somalis. Now, Kenya has got a very large, vibrant Muslim community, an enormous number of Somalis in the north of the country, and enormous numbers of Pakistanis who do business along the coast. So it's not surprising that those nationalities are represented. But the issue is, were these serious players? Were they serious terrorists? Now, a very senior policeman has said today that one of the guys who was lifted was simply lifted for walking down the street without the right identity papers on him. So there's no great confidence there that these people are directly connected with the terrorist incidents. And it'll take some time to establish whether they are or not.
Who's leading the investigation?
Well, the Kenyan authorities have very blatantly handed over the lead of this investigation to the Israelis. Mombasa, it's almost like it's in the West Bank. There are 300 uniformed Israelis in this town at the moment, some of them air crew, some of them IDF, some of them soldiers, some of them medical crew, and plenty of them Mossad. They want to, first of all, look after the Israeli passport holders who were hurt and injured in the attack, get them safely back to Israel. They want to get any other Israeli passport holders who want to evacuate the area. But they also want to get this investigation done thoroughly and properly and to glean as much information as they possibly can. For example, after missiles were fired at this plane and 2 missile cartridges and 1 launcher were dumped on the ground by the terrorists, the Kenyan police didn't secure that site. They didn't pick up those weapons or those cartridges to try and glean evidence from those. It took 24 hours for the Israelis turned up this morning and picked them up. Similarly, at the hotel establishment that was blown up, in the hours after the explosion, visitors, bystanders, and some journalists were allowed to get in there. Now, this is a scene of a crime. There's enormous amounts of forensic evidence there. And it took, again, until today for the Israeli authorities to come off. And they've kind of taped it off. There's Hebrew script on the tape that says, back off.
Tim, have any new links been established between what happened yesterday and Al-Qaeda or any other extremist group?
Well, to be honest, no. And the first claim of responsibility that was made for these incidents was made by a shadowy and previously unheard-of Palestinian group operating out of Lebanon. Today, frankly, that's been rather discredited. There isn't, frankly, no one in the Palestinian diaspora who gives that any credibility whatsoever. And so in the absence of any known enemy, the crystals are coming together to suggest Al-Qaeda. But I have to emphasize, it is still nothing but a suggestion.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Tim. Tim Butcher is the South Africa correspondent for the London Daily Telegraph. He spoke to us from Mombasa. Thanks again, Tim.
Take care, Jackie.